are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Today, we are halfway through our study on When Emotions Rise, and we are looking at session four today, Redirecting Anger, from Psalms 35, verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 16. Now, Psalms 35 is one of those psalms that is a little unique. It's classified as an imprecatory psalm. That means that it uses strong words. The psalmist is asking God to defeat and destroy his enemies. That's a lot of anger. Anger is okay. It really is. And this lesson will help us to see that even though it's okay, there are things that we should do to put it within the acceptable realm of godliness and Christian behavior. So Mark is going to get us started with this lesson.
All right, so the point of our lesson today is take your anger to God and leave matters in his hands. Take your anger to God and leave matters in his hands. Anger is certainly something that we all can identify with. We have all been angry at different times in our lives. So the first section says, leave vengeance to God. And so it's in verses 1 through 3. Oppose my opponents, Lord. Fight those who fight me. Take your shields, large and small, and come to my aid. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers, and assure me I am your deliverance. And so the title of this section says, leave the vengeance to God. I say that what I hear in this passage is that it's okay for us to pour out our anger to God, right? You can't pour your anger every place, because every place might get you in trouble. But you can pour your anger out to Almighty God. And that's what I see happening in the life of the writer of this particular psalm. What do you see, Christina?
Yeah, Mark, that's exactly what I see as well. But, you know, it just seems kind of strange that you're pouring your anger out to God. It doesn't seem to fit. But actually, that's exactly what the psalmist is doing here. He's asking God to avenge his enemies. He must be really mad. He's telling God to annihilate his enemies. But you know, the good thing about this is that David took his issues with his enemies to God in the first place. And so we have to think that he is poised in prayer. He's praying that God will avenge him, or he's leaving the vengeance to God.
Well, remember that God gave us emotions. The Bible says that God gets angry. The scripture says in the New Testament, get angry, but sin not. And so so the question is, what do we do with all of this? And so when you watch cartoons a lot of times, you'll see sometimes a cartoon character getting angry and turning red and then blowing up all over the place. Well, we can't always do that. But never feel like God is so weak he can't handle your stuff. That's what's here. God can handle it. Other people may not be able to handle it, but God can handle it. And so feel free to vent, to pour it out. You cannot bottle it up. You cannot stuff it down because that will get you into real trouble. And so what this is saying, release. Release it to God. It's okay to vent to God. You aren't going to hurt his feelings. You're not going to ruin your relationship with him. And so if you have to pour it out somewhere, pour it out on his strong shoulders because God can handle it. So that's what I see in the first section, pour it out to God. Second section says that we ought to treat others with love and grace. Verse 13 says, yet when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer was genuine. I went about mourning as if for my friend or brother. I was bowed down with grief, like one mourning for a mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. They gathered against me. Assailants I did not know tore at me and did not stop. With godless mockery, they gnashed their teeth at me. And so, man, they are really getting on him in this particular moment. And so what I want to say is that we have to, if we're going to get over anger, that we have to uncover the source of our anger. And so that's what I see here in this second section, that the psalmist is uncovering the source of his anger. He tries to go around in a Christian way. You know, that's the way we do, right? We try to act like it's not there. I put on sackcloth, I humbled myself, I fasted. But then it says he begins to really uncover some stuff. Verse 15, he said, when I stumbled, they gathered with glee. They gathered around me. Assailants tore at me and didn't stop. With godless mockery, they gnashed their teeth at me. So you can never get over your anger if you don't admit where it's coming from. And so you got to find what the real source is and what's really making you so angry. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah, and it seems here that there was some genuineness in his actions and what he was trying to do at first. He understood that he needed to treat his enemies with respect. And I think, you know, that's what he was trying to do, Mark. There's a scripture in Romans that says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in so doing, you will be heaping fiery coals on his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. So I got a sense at first that that's what he was trying to do. As you said, he was walking around trying to be godly and treat them with respect. But he was not able to continue that because they continued to push at him.
So, you know, anger is not an unusual thing. So, you know, all the people in the Bible have their own personal issues. And when I think about anger, I think about Moses. Moses had anger issues all of his life. He ended up getting angry and killed an Egyptian. He got angry and broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments. He got angry, and rather than speak to the rock for water, he hit the rock with his stick. And in fact, Moses, as great a leader as he was, the reason he did not enter the promised land was because of his anger issues. And so anger can stay with us our entire lives if we don't deal with it. And so it's important to deal with this so that we too don't get trapped and not let into our promised land, whatever our future is that God has for us. We don't want that to be denied because we have had anger build up in us. And I've known people that have held on to things in anger for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, a lifetime of anger. I've seen in some people, and you have got to let those anger issues go. Identify where they're going to come from, because, and then let them go so that God can take you to where he wants you to be. And that's what I see as we move into this last section here. If we're going to redirect our anger, you've got to leave vengeance with God and pour out your anger to him. You've got to treat others with grace and uncover your own source. And then you've got to leave the matters in God's hands. It says in verse 17, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages. Rescue my precious life from the young lions. I will praise you in the great assembly. I will exalt you among the people. So ultimately, what I see in this last section is that the psalmist got his breakthrough, huh? That's what I see there. That ultimately, when he began again to refocus and to give God praises, then that's when we find that we're able to get beyond our angry moments. And I've seen in people's lives, you know, so many times when they've held on to anger and you can't loose yourself in praise as long as you got anger in deep down in your gut. So the psalmist is saying, hey, get your eyes off yourself. Get your eyes on God, and there God can give you a breakthrough from your anger. What are you thinking, Christina?
And yes, that's easy for you to say, Mark, but leaving matters in the hands of God and not being angry is easier said than done. Sometimes we may need help. That even some of the other emotions, when we can't seem to get the breakthrough that we need, whether it's fear or grief or any of the others, especially angry, then we need to reach out to someone and help, to asking for help, and so that we can get that breakthrough, that ability to praise God, to give it over to God, and really leave it there. Sometimes we give it to God and we take it back, but God is wanting us to leave it there, and he will take care of the matter in his own choosing, his own time.
Yeah, see, our memory verse for this lesson is actually in James chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. And so we're grateful for God and grateful for this particular lesson on redirecting our anger so that God can bring deliverance for our lives. And so you may have some people that you'll encounter in the course of this lesson, and maybe this might just come right down the street where they live, and they might get their breakthrough as a result of what you teach on this lesson this particular day. So thank you all for joining us so very much. We're excited about the fact that you're here in the podcast with us. So if you're a teacher, I want you to hold on for just a moment, because Christina is going to give us a 60-second teaching tip that's going to be really helpful for us in this lesson. But if you haven't started your small groups, get your small groups started right now online. People need to deal with these issues. You know, emotional issues are really on the rise during this pandemic. And so that's why this is such a timely and important issue. And so get your small groups together. You can get your U curriculum at www.lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for and by us. It is and now available in a digital format with leaders packs available. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum and will be a blessing. It will be a blessing to the people in your church and in and among your family and friends. All right, Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is sore subject. Before you begin this lesson on anger, be mindful. Mark just mentioned this, that there may be some conflicts in your class. If there are unresolved conflicts between the students in your class, then really put this lesson out there. Don't tread lightly on this topic. And then just pray. Pray for all the hearts involved. Pray and ask God to bring about forgiveness and reconciliation. This can be a really, really tough situation that can really impact the dynamics of your class. So put this lesson out there and pray and allow God to resolve it.
All right. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you, Christina, and we appreciate this lesson. And so we just pray that this lesson will have a powerful and positive impact on those that you teach when you come together for this particular class. So thank you, friends. Join us again on our next You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.